than I know myself. You see me different than everybody else. Just when I feel I've reached the moon, you look at me and say, let's go higher.
Go over there, and when you see the little chat room, You're going to see like a little computer symbol there. Click on that, and then it will ask you to sign up as a user, and then it's going to ask you for some information, and then you can chat over there, all right? But we do have a chat room open, and it's over at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. I debated about a chat room for a long time and wanted to find a secure site where there wouldn't be a whole bunch of drama, and so we're going to try it out. All right. Okay, the other thing I want to tell you, we are getting close to the end of the month. What that means for this program is I need your help in a couple ways. If you would like to make a donation, you can go to spiritualtalkradio.net. Right at the top of there, you're going to find a donation button. I do need your help. Without your help, we would not be able to go forward into May. Okay, so I do need your help. This show has been totally supported by you, and I appreciate it. So if you would like to give a donation, you would like to see us moving forward, I need your help. Okay? The other thing that's going on at the end of the month, right now, my reading prices have been on sale looks probably about 3 months now. But that's about to change. Next Wednesday, a week from today, those prices will go up. So if you would like to have I have to work on that. Those are noises from the chat room. So we're just going to have to deal with that. I was like, okay, spirit knocking on my door saying hello. Okay, hey, it could happen. But the sale prices will go up on May 1st. So if you'd like to book a reading, go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right? And we'll get that all lined up. All right? Let's see what else I need to tell you. I guess that's it. Oh, the card for the show today from my Gaia deck. It's the achievement card. It says, keep focused on your dream. And that's what we need to do. You know, keep moving forward. Keep pressing forward. I will tell you, the chat room and the stuff that I'm putting in place is for a bigger picture that's coming. And I'm not going to get into that because I'm not sure about that yet. But there's a bigger picture that's coming for Spiritual Talk Radio. And so all of these things that we are doing now is preparing for that bigger picture. And so that's what's going on. All right. Because I need to keep focused on my dream. You know, years ago, Spirit called me to do what I do now. And when Spirit called me to do this, they showed me a dream. They showed me a vision. And it's up to me to aim towards that vision and to accomplish that vision. And that's where we're aiming. And that's what you need to aim at. You need to focus on what do you want in your life. I think, you know, a lot of times we focus on all the things that we don't want in our lives. We focus on all the negatives, and we don't focus on the positives. You know, so I don't know about you, but today, I want today to be totally positive day. I want to focus on nothing but positives. You know, and that's all I want to bring into my life today is positive, positive, positives. And so that's what we want, and that's what we need in our lives. So keep focused on your dream and dream bigger, okay? I think a lot of times we dream too little. We ask too little. And so let's reach a little higher. As the song said this morning, you know, reach a little higher. Let's go a little higher. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I was in gym. And have you ever, I don't know what you call that, but, you know, there's like a bar that you try to jump over. There's a name for that, but I couldn't think of it right now if I wanted to. But there's a name for that. And I wasn't really good at that. I tried and tried. And, you know, so the coach would start me at a lower level, and then he goes, Michael, you're doing pretty good, you can go up a little higher. So he would raise the bar a little higher, and then, you know, I got to that level, and then he would say, okay, we're going to raise it a little higher. And it was amazing that you know, I wasn't even realizing that the bar was going up higher and higher, I just kept jumping higher and higher. Are you listening to what Spirit's saying this morning? So today, you know, our coach, which is the Spirit within us, is saying, hey, you know what? Let's start you down a little lower, and until you get right there, then I'm going to raise the bar a little higher. I'm going to let you go up a little higher, and a little higher, and a little higher, and a little higher. And that's where we are. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and the light inside of us. And Father, Mother God, we ask you to continue to lead us forward. To continue to let us dream a little higher, a little bigger, and reach a little higher. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for the gifts inside of me, and I thank you for the Spirit that I'm feeling inside of me today, which is you, which I'm a part of that. Father, Mother God, I thank you for pushing us and leading us and guiding us. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for my listeners today, and I thank you for what you're about to do in their lives and what you're going to, the doors that you're going to open for them today. And Father, Mother God, if they need something today, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever they need, I just ask that you would provide it today. You said to ask and we shall receive. You said to knock and it shall be open. So today, Father, Mother God, we're asking. Today we're knocking. Because we want all that you have for us. And we don't want to be afraid. We don't want to be afraid of our light. But we want to shine brighter and brighter. We want to reach a little higher. And we want to continually trust you in everything that we do. And we thank you for that. Surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello to 323. Could you say your name for me, please, as soon as I get you on here? Hi.
Sure. It's good here. Kahara,
how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good, how can I help you?
Yeah, I've been applying to a lot of jobs, and I'm also thinking about moving. I live in D.C. I'm thinking about moving to Florida or maybe overseas, but soon, because I need to get out. And I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Okay. I will tell you that the first thing that I'm picking up is I do really see travel for you. So I would say going overseas, definitely see that for you. Now, I wouldn't see that right away for you. I wouldn't see it this year, actually. More next year is what I'm picking up for you being overseas, because you said that you have to get out. Now, I do feel like that you will get out of the situation where you are now. But as far as going overseas, I wouldn't see that until next year, and I wouldn't see it until spring of next year, actually, about this time next year. But that doesn't solve your problem right now, because it sounds like you have to get out right now. So I do feel like that something will open up for that. But you know, like I said, I would see another move for you next year. So what I would do, you know, maybe. If possible, move in with somebody, because, you know, or rent a place, just knowing, you know, rent month by month, because you don't want to get into a long term contract, because I don't see you being here for that long. So you wouldn't want to do that. I would be really cautious about doing that. I know that I'm all over the place at the moment, but I really definitely feel like something's opening up for you now. But I definitely see travel for you, and I do see a job opening up for you, and that's why I don't see it in your travel until next year overseas, because I feel like they're connected. I feel like that the job that you're going to get now is going to have an opening overseas, and then that's how you're going to get there, because definitely keep seeing that. But I would say you're working here by the end of May. Something's opening up at the end of May or early June.
Well, what about Florida? What do you think about that?
I feel like that would be a good move for you right now. would put you, I do feel like that that's a good move to Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, I doubt, because when you first mentioned it, when we first started talking, when you said Florida, I just got that tingly feeling that tells me that would be a good thing for you. I feel like that would be a lot of doors would be opening in Florida for you. I feel like that Florida is like a stepping stone to your future.
Okay, yeah, it's so weird because I never thought about it before, but Just kind of been focusing on it lately.
And you know, a lot of times, you know, these thoughts, you know, come to us from spirit. You know, all of a sudden, we're thinking, okay, why am I thinking about Florida? You know, and we don't even know. We've never even given a thought. And then all of a sudden, that's popped into our head. That's all spirit. Spirit's preparing you for a bright future ahead. And I'm excited for you. There's some great things ahead. So.
Okay.
All right.
Yay.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, it's about time that you got some good stuff. So you've not had it. You've not had you know, everybody's had challenges. You've had a lot of challenges recently, and this is a good start for you to have a brighter future. And I'm happy for you.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it because I'm tired.
yeah. You're beyond tired. You're worn out. You're beyond the tired thing, but you know, there's a bright future ahead for you, and I do appreciate you calling in today.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, you have a great day. All right.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I'm working with a different computer today, and I was trying. Usually, I do the show on my laptop, and I was trying to do the mouse thing with my finger, realizing, okay, I don't have my laptop. Decided to quit working, and you know, it feels like everything in my life is not working at the moment. My car decided to have some problems. Now my laptop. So hey, you know, that's a part of life. We just keep on keeping on. All right, talking about keeping on. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in California. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm stranded. My car's broken. I'm at a rest stop. I'm going to throw some names out and would Spirit tell you who that I should call.
Okay.
There's one that Steve and Linda, or the other one is the person I met at the meetup, Harris. Or should I have the pastor of the church I've been going to, the Peace Lutheran, call my aunt and just, because this could be an expensive repair. There's a pipe broken under the engine.
Ooh,
and or it might just need a flexible hose because they repaired it wrong before.
Right.
But between those three, who should I call?
The first one that you mentioned, I think you said Steve. I would call them because that was the first thing that I felt. So I would try them, and because I that was the first name that popped out. I wrote those names down on a piece of paper right in front of me. And Steve's name is popping out. It's almost like it's rising up off my paper. So I would call them. I'm going to go also and say that this repair is not going to be that expensive. It's going to be a little expensive, but Spirit will provide. But I would call Steve and tell him what's going on and you know, ask for some help. So, but I do feel like that he will help you. And I'm sorry you're going through this. I really am. But you know, and there's a reason for everything that happens right now. It might be a little hard to see the reasoning behind this, but you know, I definitely feel like that there's a reason for this. Okay.
Well, everything was pointing towards the way that I was going to work with this person I met at the meetup. Is that still even in order?
Yeah, I feel like that's still okay, but I feel like that the person that's going to help you with your vehicle is more the Steve person. That's what I keep seeing. I keep feeling that is popping up. But I do feel like that the meetup person is also still in the plans here to work in your life somehow, but I don't see them working on the car so much. Okay?
So Steve is actually – well, I didn't mean working. I just meant provide. I mean, someone's going to have to help me financially. And that's
Steve is from the church. Yeah, I feel like that Steve will – I believe that Steve will get that ball rolling is what Spirit's showing me, is that he will help you with the car, and then also will get, you know, the information out there where people can help you and stuff like that. So he's the person getting this ball going, okay?
Okay. Well, could I just add one more thing? Should I even bother with asking the pastor of the church to call my aunt and let her know that I'm, you know, here stranded, and if she could just help me a little bit, I could always pay her back.
Yeah. You know, I would see that probably being your last resort, because I just don't feel like that she would be stepping up right now. So I would use it as the last resort. Okay.
Well, that's what it feels like, is the last resort.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm stuck
at
a rest stop and I'm going to get kicked out. So I don't know what, I can't live on the street. I know that.
Yeah, I would call Steve. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's go. Let's go to 111. I think your name is Sophia. Hopefully, I said that right. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
I'd like to ask a financial question. Just
okay. Could I get your name first, please?
Yes, Sophia.
Okay, all right. I like for people to say their name. That's how I tap into your energy. So, okay, the one thing, when I tap into your energy, I get a lot of excitement. It's like my spirit guide just got really excited for you. And why? You're getting ready to say, well, why? and I'm getting ready to tell you why. I feel like that your financial situation is about to get a lot better. It feels like there has been a block with your finances. It just feels like your finances have almost come to an end. I just don't see a lot of them. Does that make sense? But I also feel like that door is about to change. There's something getting ready to happen here. I would say in a couple of weeks. That would put you at the 1st of May. Looks like maybe I'm actually going to go out on a limb here. To me, it looks like your financial situation starts changing that first week in May. It looks like on a Friday. So that would be the 3rd. Because I definitely just keep seeing money coming to you, and I don't know how. I will tell you, I don't know how this is happening, but I just see money coming to you. Does that make any sense? Why would I see that?
I'm planting a lot of seeds.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And when I get a trunk, I would like to help you.
Yeah. Because, I appreciate that. But, you know, the one thing is very interesting, because my spirit guide is like in a garden and he's like harvesting stuff. So, you know, once we plant seeds, you know, things grow. So you've planted the seeds. Now it's time to see that grow. And so I definitely see that for you. So you just keep manifesting that. And what I would do, Sophia, what I would do is get a number in your head that you would want, you know, the amount that you want coming to you, and start manifesting that. I think a lot of times we limit spirit so much by our limited, you know, we don't think big enough. We don't dream big enough at times. And so I would get a number that you need right now. And start manifesting that and seeing that coming to you. But I'm going to say this breakthrough for you financially starts, you know, I'm not going to say it's totally out there, you know, on the 3rd of May, but it starts on the 3rd of May. I don't know what's happening, because they keep showing me Friday the 3rd. I can almost see it on a calendar in front of me. And so something's happening that day. And that's going to be a beginning of this financial breakthrough for you. And I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Also, now, has there been something going on with your health, or who's been having a health issue, like their head? Something going on with their head? Anybody around you that's having like major headaches or something? Because I keep seeing somebody's head. I don't think it's yours, but this could. This could also be a spirit. This could be somebody. And let's go with this. This could be a spirit that's coming through. I'm just going to throw this out here. Somebody that had problems with their head, had a lot of migraines, might have had a brain tumor, something like that. It's something with their head. They keep focusing on their head.
Okay. It's not a brain tumor, but they had something put in their head.
Okay, so they're on the other side?
No, they're here.
Oh, because they're here?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Maybe it could be my father, if he's on the other side. He had a blood clot, I think.
Okay, and is that how he passed? Was in his head? Was his blood
clot?
It was kind of,
it was a mixed diagnosis, but it probably was the cause.
Okay. Because all of a sudden I saw, like, and this was very interesting, because I saw a hand, and it went to their head, and it was, like, grabbing their head, like they had, like, a migraine. You know how people, you know, grab their heads when their head is hurting so hard? I'm going to step out here, and I'm going to say that this is your father, because I'm picking up that energy right now. So I'm going to relay a message from him to you, okay? He's telling me just to keep on trusting, keep on trusting in yourself. You lack a little self-confidence, but he says that, you know, you're stronger than you think you are, and he's really proud of you. I don't know why, but he's wanted me to tell you that. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you. He wants me to tell you that he's proud of you. I don't know if there's and he feels like, it feels like that he didn't always tell you that when he was here. So he's wanting you to know that he's sorry for the times that he didn't tell you that while he was here, but he also wants you to know that he has always been proud of you. He's just sorry that he never told you that. And hopefully that makes sense to you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and I appreciate you calling
in.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. You know, a lot of times spirits will come through and will tell us that. Let me go over and let's talk to Sandra. Let's try to get you on with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on air.
Hi.
How can I help?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really good today, and hopefully you're doing the same. Yeah.
I'm doing very well, too. Thank you. I'm sorry. I've been crunching down on my lunch.
that's okay. So, lunchtime is lunch. Yeah, because I was like, when you said lunch, I looked at the clock, and I was like, okay, and you're calling from New York, so that makes sense. It is lunchtime there, so, all right.
Yes, it is.
So, yes. How can I help you today?
Well, I was hoping you can give me some interesting news about love. I've worked a lot on myself, and I'm looking for someone now. Seriously.
Okay. All right. Is there somebody that you're thinking of? Because it feels like that you have somebody in mind.
No.
You have. Okay. Because I keep seeing a guy around you. I will tell you that. So that's good news, because that means there is somebody coming in here.
Good.
And I'm going to say really soon, actually, you're going to cross their path. I'm going to go out on a huge limb here. I'm going to say that you guys are going to cross paths, and I believe you already have, you know, seen them, you know, maybe even talked to them, you know, just brief conversation, you know, like hi, or, you know, on the street or something. And because I feel like that they already know about you. They have been interested in you. This is not somebody you've dated, I will tell you that. It's not somebody from your past. It is a new person, but they do know of you, either maybe through mutual friends, something like that, maybe even business, something like that, maybe. I'm going to say next week that they're going to come up to you, and this is a huge limb for me to go out on. But I feel like that they're going to come up to you and you know, say, hey, you know, you want to go get a cup of coffee or something like that. But they are going to take that step towards you. And I will tell you, the one thing that I'm excited about this is I do feel like that this can develop into a very strong long-term relationship. But it is going to take, you know, some time to build that up, of course. But I definitely see you going out with this person next week, actually. I keep seeing that. So, you know,
very
it might not be. It might not be like, you know, like a date, but.
Right,
Yeah, just like, hey, you know, let's go out and get, you know, a sandwich or something like that, you know.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
We do a lot of coffee here.
and then there was, because I saw like a little coffee shop or something like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And just really casual, and then, you know, no pressure. You know, he's the kind of person that he doesn't want to put any pressure on you. And a very laid-back kind of guy. He's very... the one thing when I'm looking at his energy, very solid guy, very business-minded. I feel like that he's either – I feel like he doesn't have his own business, but I feel like he's like a partner somewhere. And also I keep picking up a lawyer around him, so maybe he's an attorney, something like that, because I saw an attorney, then I saw a partner, so that would make sense to me. Something like that.
It's very, very interesting that you're saying all this.
Okay.
Because I do have a court date next week, but okay. I haven't chosen my attorney yet. Well, I'm down to two. But you're seeing this as this person's actually interested in me in a romantic relationship and not just us going to court.
Yeah, I do feel like that he will be interested in you and pursuing a romantic relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
And I will tell you that I saw like a briefcase. Everything would represent to me like an attorney. And so everything that I was seeing. So that's very interesting. So I would just keep your eyes open. All right. And I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and let me see what Spirit wants to do here. You know, the one thing that if you didn't listen to, we weren't on yesterday, and I want to apologize for not being on yesterday. You're going to say, well, why? Because I'm the kind of person that when I make a commitment, I like to stick with those commitments. And I believe that we need to do that. Yesterday, I was supposed to have a guest on with me, and she had been on here before, and her name is Dr. Susan Shelsmy. I believe I said that name, the last name right, I hope. And she has a new book out, and it's called Instant Healing, and it's brand new. And I actually have it, and it's actually really good. And, you know, I'm apologizing to her. I just was not feeling well yesterday. As you know, I've been having some health issues, and that's why we're holding off on some things that I want to start, just to see how my health goes. But there are some big things coming up for Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm excited about them. And like I said, we do have a chat room. You can find a chat room over on www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And we have a chat room open now, and it is a step towards a bigger dream. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How can I help?
I just still am having, you know, quite a bit of upheaval, and I was just wondering if you saw things settling down soon for me.
They're saying two. Okay, I saw the number two. 2 weeks.
Good.
Yeah, things should start settling down. Actually, they're saying 2 weeks. You have peace.
Oh, God.
yeah. And what was really interesting, Veronica? I see a lot of times symbols, and that's how I pick up stuff. And I saw this huge. I mean, it was huge. White dove. Which represents peace, you know, that's a symbol of peace. And so that is coming, and I'm going to say in a couple of weeks here. There's also some money coming. I think last time we talked or whenever we talked, I think there was some property that was for sale or up for sale or something like that,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I feel like some money coming through here. Do you still have that property? Because I feel like that. Okay, I feel like that property is about to sell, so I would see that.
Well, we're still working
money.
On it, so
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be
yeah.
finished soon. In about 2 weeks, it'll be finished.
Yeah, so that's about when I'm seeing this. So as soon as this is finished, then, you know, I feel like that will go away, and then that will help with some finances that, you know, that you need right now. And that
well, I'm just having, like, the people around me with a bunch of health issues, and it's like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody's pulling on me.
The one thing that I will tell you, there's a lot of that right now, and a lot of people are making transitions right now to the other side. So that, you know, just that, not just for you, but I would tell that to anybody listening, because there's just some changes going on right now. And so, you know, some people are here for a reason, and then it's time for them to move on, and we don't understand when that timing is. I don't see anybody right now around you that would be making a transition, but there is a lot of health issues going on right now. A lot of energy shifts going on in people's bodies, and that's causing some of these health issues.
So
just know that peace is a couple of weeks away. All right?
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it's coming. Just hang in. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to I'm not even going to try to say your name, but you're 604. You're calling from Canada. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. It's Charlene.
Okay, I wasn't even going to try with that because I wasn't going to come close to that. But hey, I'm glad that you called in. How can I help you today?
Probably I don't know if it's bothering me more with my family, my love, or my money situation. So I'll let Spirit decide for you to ask which one, because all of them are important to me.
Okay. Has there just been? Okay, I'm getting a lot of echo. I'm gonna close you off, but I'm gonna talk to you because I'm getting a lot of echo and it's confusing me. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and answer your question. I'm just going to go ahead and just close your mic off because I was getting a lot of echo feedback. But the one thing that I will tell you, I just feel like a lot of family conflict recently. And the one thing I would tell you that is going to start clearing up. Also, as far as your finances go, I do feel like that your finances are going to get better. I'm going to open your mic because I need to ask you a question, so I'm going to try to work past the echo.
Right, I'm on a VoIP system, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just going to try to tune it out. So, but the one thing, now, has there been a lot of family conflict?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's been like
a family feud.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been
all
pretty
right.
Drastic.
Okay, that is going to start getting better. Why would I see legal stuff with this?
My son has charged my boyfriend with assault.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I kept seeing legal stuff with this. Now, was there an assault?
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. You know, okay. there were blows that were taken, but, you know, the children have triangulated quite deeply, and there's, you know, a couple of other people have interfered that have triangulated quite deeply as well. So,
yeah.
I've just pulled back, and it's like, wow, you know, pulled back.
The one thing I keep hearing is retreat with you. That means pull back, you know, regroup. I do feel like that there will be some legal complications here. Now, I don't see any jail time, but I will tell you that I do see some legal charges with this. But I do feel also it will get better. So hopefully that helps you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
You do see the family getting closer again, though.
I do feel like that the family will get closer. It's going to take a little bit. I would say about 6 months out, and then all this stuff's going to blow off, and then the family will come back together in about 6 months.
Is my man going to be handling all of this okay?
I think your relationship will be okay. I don't see this causing any relationship problems.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm not sure what the health issue is. I hope you talk about it because I want to hear if I can help do anything. I'm happy to. I'm a good healer.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. I've been having some health issues, and you might contact me through email. I would like to talk to you through email. My email address is insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Just contact me. Remind me that we talked here. I will talk to you because I feel like that I'm supposed to talk to you. So insightswithmichael@ymail.com is my email address. But the health issues I've been having very dizzy a lot of times. They did find some water on my brain but they weren't really concerned about it, I guess. But let's just move on past that. But let's go talk ahead to 386. Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Could you say your name for me, please?
Yes, it's Sheena.
Okay. How can I help you today?
Yes, I had a question about my love life and finances.
Okay.
The love life is really quick because I do have someone in mind. His name is Rob. And I was wondering what you can tell me about this young man.
Okay, I'm going to... Because I'm having problems. I don't know if it's my phones or what's going on there. But you broke up a lot, and I had no idea why. So I'm going to move on to the next call here, and let's see if we're having problems. Hopefully not. Danielle, hopefully I said it right. Hi.
Hi, Danielle. Yes, hi. How are you, Michael?
Okay, I'm getting it. I don't know if it's my phone or what's going on, but everybody's vibrating today.
Hi. Oh, no, I think that might be you guys because I got cut up. My call dropped like 4 times already.
Okay, yeah, because it might be us. Blog Talk has some issues sometimes, and maybe it's a Blog Talk issue, but I don't know what's going on. But everybody's vibrating. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes, well, I hope you feel better, number one.
Well, thank you.
Kind of know what you're going through because I had a brain tumor. So God bless you with that, and I'm praying for you, okay?
I appreciate it. All right.
Yes, absolutely. I'm calling to see what Spirit has for me, what messages that they have for me or my angels regarding my psychic gifts or where I am at this point spiritually. Moving along my path. I'm trying to find out the source of all of my ailments and what I need to do to open my gifts 100%.
Okay.
And what they are if I'm not sure, you know. So I know you're so gifted and blessed, so I know that you're the one that can help me with that.
Okay, well, I appreciate you saying that. And I do the best I can, and that's all we got to do. The very first thing I want to talk about is your gifts. You're amazingly gifted. The one thing that's holding you back is your fear. I don't know exactly what kind of fear this is. I don't know maybe what people might think about this or whatever. But the very first card, I pulled some cards on this and from my guide deck. Very first card is the attachment card. On the bottom of the card, it says letting go, restriction, and fear. So this fear has been restricting you from moving forward in a lot of ways. I feel like that this also, I will tell you, that I feel like that this comes from your past. You know, maybe a childhood fear or something like that, because your childhood is connected to this in some way. So I'm going to give you an age to look at, okay, and see if there's anything going on. Because when I first started talking to you, I saw you as a little girl, okay? So this is the reason I would see this is that I feel like that this is where the blockage is. I'm seeing you about the age of 8, between the ages of 8 to 10. I don't know if there's anything going on. And you also have to look at this as you would, you know, as an 8-year-old, you know, or a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old. You know, kids, when we're kids, we see things a whole lot different. And so, but I feel like that there's a major loss or something that just scared the daylights out of you. And I don't know what that is, but I feel like it's around that period. So you might want to look at that. The other thing that I would tell you, your gifts is your destiny. You are definitely coming into your place of destiny, which I'm excited about. What that means is there is a breakthrough here with your gifts and your spirituality. That's one thing I focus on the show a lot. That's the reason I do this show. But I definitely see a breakthrough for you. And they said 2 months. So I'm going to go, they're counting May already. So May, I would say by the end of June into July, around the 4th of July, I feel like that there's some kind of a celebration. And this could be, you know, of course it's the 4th of July. But I also feel like that there's some kind of celebration for you. You know, I don't know if there's a huge event, Is there an anniversary, and maybe the spirit's coming through here, is there an anniversary date or somebody's birthday in July that has passed?
Yes, my dad's birthday. He passed, and right before my brain tumor, and his birthday is in July 16th.
Okay, because I kept seeing like a birthday cake or something like that. So, you know, I believe at this moment he's stepping through and just saying, hey, that he loves you, he's around you, he's taking care of you. He just wants to be acknowledged right now. So that's my job as a medium to acknowledge that. So I'm doing that right now because I saw July, and then I thought, well, maybe it's the 4th of July because that's a celebration. But then I heard a voice that said, no, 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 you got it wrong. And I was like, okay. So I would definitely see your dad stepping forward. He's also telling me that he's giving you little signs that he's around you. So I would pay attention to those. You're overlooking some of this. We do that a lot. There's a light bulb or something that just keeps burning out a lot. Is there a light bulb that just burns out all the time?
I gotta look and see. I don't think so.
Okay, you might want to pay attention to that. Something with a light bulb,
okay.
or it will start burning out. There's something that he's going to start doing with a light bulb. So I would pay attention to that. A lot of times they do that. We had a medium on her son's on the other side, and you know he explodes light bulbs to get their attention. But, you know, because they're energy, and so they work with that kind of stuff. But hopefully I've helped you today. Oh, before I go, I got one last card. My spirit guide just said, hey, you got one more card in front of you. The flame tree, it's the start of something new. There is a brand new beginning for you. And I would say in a couple of months here, there's just a fresh start with your gifts. Really start using them. You're definitely a good reader. Do you read?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to learn how.
Yeah. Do you have a deck of cards?
I have quite a few decks of oracle cards, angel cards.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I use all the time. Yeah. What I would do and how I first started, my oracle deck just jumped off the shelf at a bookstore at me because I didn't know what kind of cards to get and they just jumped off.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I would do is I would, you know, pray and just ask spirit what deck you're supposed to use that day and just start using them. Start reading for yourself. Start reading for friends. And that's how – because it's like a muscle. You got to use it. And otherwise, it's not going to get stronger. And so start using that muscle, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Thank you for calling
Yay.
In. All right.
Thank you. I have one question regarding making donations on your site. Can we use PayPal to make a donation?
Yes, you can use PayPal. All you do is go to, and I appreciate you asking about that. All you have to do is go up there on where it says, you know, that little blue button up there and click that. It goes to a secure site, so don't worry about that. That is a secure site. And then you can you can use PayPal.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much,
all right.
Michael.
No
you
problem.
Have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. And let's mention that again because that is very important right now. That will tell us if we move forward or not into May. I always believe in spirit. I trust spirit with everything. Spirit has never failed me and never will. That's one thing. You know, the one thing that happens in our life sometimes, we get in relationships with people and we trust people. And I've had this, and I'm going to talk about it really quick here. You know, there was a time in my life that there was somebody around me that I really trusted. You know, almost saw them as a sister to me. And brought them in, was around them for a couple years. Sort of had some suspicions that some things were going on that you know, was a little off. But we never want to think bad about people. I don't want to think bad about people. I give people the benefit of the doubt as much as I can. And, you know, for 2 years, I had this person around me, and there were just a lot of things going on that I just was thinking, huh, what's going on here? And so I would write down stuff, and I would, you know, compile stuff, and I maybe I saw it, but maybe just didn't want to admit that there was a problem, you know, because like I said, this person was really close to me. I was shocked when I came to the conclusion that this person was undermining my business and undermining me, and I was just totally shocked. And you know, a lot of times people will let us down, you know, and we just have to keep moving on. You know, we just, you know, it was really hard. It was really hard on me because I just didn't want to accept it. And, you know, people said, well, why did you let it go on for a couple of years? And the reason I did is because I wanted to be sure. I just didn't want to believe that it was true. I didn't want to believe that this person was doing this. And a lot of times we don't want to do that. But sometimes Spirit just says, hey, you got to wake up. And that's what happened. And, you know, and I wish them well. I don't have anything against them. I wish them well and hope that they, you know, continue to grow on their spiritual path. And that took a while for me to be able to do that. There was a lot of anger, you know, at the moment. But it's okay to have anger. It's just not okay to stay in that place. And, you know, and I'm so thankful that Spirit has moved me past that place and into a place of forgiveness and into a place of love. And that's what we all need to be working from, especially nowadays. There's just too much anger and there's too much frustration. You know, a very fine example of anger in action and hate in action was, you know, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a week ago. I don't think it's even been a couple of weeks, a week ago. In Boston, and you know, those two brothers just had a whole bunch of hate and a whole bunch of anger, and when you pile that anger up inside of you, when you don't deal with your emotions and you don't face those things, then you have responses like that. And so the one thing that I would tell you is, if you're dealing with anger today, if you're dealing with frustration today, face it. You know, figure out where it's coming from. Figure out what that trigger is. And if you need help with that, then get a reading from me. You know, let's see where this is coming from. Let's talk about it. And let's work on it. And let's get you a better life, okay? Let's get you to that place of destiny and magical blessings. But the one thing, you know, before I get off the subject, then take some more calls here. You know, people can fail us, and people will let us down sometimes. But the one thing that we can always depend on, and the one thing that has been a constant in my life, has been the love of Spirit. Like I said, Spirit has never, ever failed me. And, you know, Spirit has never let me down. Spirit is just something that is a constant in my life and has been from the moment that I took my first breath. I might not have totally understood everything spiritual, and I still don't. I'm still learning. I'm still growing, just like you are. But we continue to move forward. We continue to trust the Spirit within us. And, you know, these dark days that we might be in right now, they don't last forever. They don't last forever. It will get better, and I know that. Okay? All right, let's talk to 727. You've been patiently waiting for me. I do appreciate it. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you today?
Well, I was calling because something really happened to me this morning, and I'm calling to ask, am I pregnant?
Okay. Hopefully you're going to like the answer, I hope. The answer to that you're pregnant is definitely yes.
Awesome. It was weird. This morning I had somebody come to me in my dream and tell me that I am pregnant with a girl and that she is so adorable.
Yeah, definitely a girl. Yeah, definitely. That was your spirit guide that came to you in your dream and told you. As soon as I started talking to you, I saw like a baby carriage. And that was definitely, hold on, that was definitely pink So that would represent girl. But hopefully that helps. But yeah, I'm excited for you. Is this your first child?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and there's another child in your future as well.
Just one more, or is there more than one?
I've seen at least two more.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. All right. So let's go ahead and okay, what am I doing here? All right, I got Anne Marie. You're on with me. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Michael, how
are you
today?
I'm good.
Fine, thanks. And I'm calling to thank you and give you confirmation. I'm the girl that called, spoke with Stephen Austin. My son's a shaman.
Oh, okay. Yes.
In Peru, and he wants to also say thank you and give confirmation that, you know, thank you for the prayers and protection. He's doing much better, almost 100%. Stephen Austin's sketch was spot on. And,
good.
You know, he was right. He needed to chillax and stop the dieting, and his anxiety was not medically founded. And
right.
I just wanted to thank you guys, and he asked, you know, if you would continue to ask the angels to protect him, and I would like to.
Yeah,
I'd
definitely.
Like to ask for myself.
Yeah, because, you know, well, I'm glad that he's doing a whole lot better. And tell him that he's welcome, okay? Because I'm just glad he's feeling better and moving forward. Some really great doors are opening for him. Now, did you ask for prayer? Because I thought that I heard you say you asked for prayer.
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. What's going on right now with you? I just feel like a lot of health issues with you right now. I just feel.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like some of this stuff is just not, you're not even sure what's going on right now. It's just all of a sudden it just feels like you've all of a sudden just got sick. Really quick.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some, you know, back issues from the past, but it would seem to be a bunch of other stuff like kaboombala. You're right.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And, I think I have to have surgery, and I don't know. I'm just, I'm stressing out. I'm in a lot of pain. I tore a ligament in my knee. I tore a ligament in my arm. I have a tear now in my back. They're telling me I have lacrimal gland enlargement in my eyes. I'm getting blurry vision. I just feel like, I was so worried about my son and everything. I didn't even bother. I noticed I wasn't feeling that good, and I was in pain. I knew I had injured my knee and my arm, but I was so worried about him because he never asks for prayer, you know. It's always I'm the one that says, you know, son, please send healing or whatever, because I have fibromyalgia. But he, you know, I was just putting him first. And then, you know, I just, you know, from not feeling good, I guess they spiraled downward.
Okay. I'm actually going to go ahead and pray for you. And I feel like that we're supposed to, so I'm going to go ahead and do that right now.
And what
I want you to do, I'm going to give you some instructions before I start praying, okay? What I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you just to relax, okay? And we're going to go ahead and pray for you right now.
All right.
Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Anne-Marie, and I thank you for her son and what you're doing through their lives. And right now, she's not feeling well. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on with her. And from the top of her head right now, I'm going to begin to send energy through the top of her head all the way through her body. And whatever is going on, that you just heal this. I believe in the healing power that you have, Spirit, because you've done it in my own life many, many times. And right now, I'm asking for Anne-Marie. She has been concerned about her son. She's been focused on other people. And now today she needs your help. She needs your healing power to go through her body right now. And I just see it done and I call it done, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we thank you, Spirit, for doing this. Anne-Marie, continue to let us know how you're doing, and I believe that you're going to start feeling a whole lot better, and we're just going to believe in that, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
I appreciate it, Michael. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to, and if you guys are hearing static, I'm really sorry. I have no control over this, and that's the bigger dream I had, that we might have some control. So 352, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, my name is Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. At least you're clear. I can hear you.
Woohoo!
All right, how can I help?
Okay, the biggest issue I have right now is the moving part, because I have 30 days until I have to move, to the 30th of this month, and I don't know, I'm going to be out of here, going to find it, and then, like, I find this house, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of like I give up hope, and then I'm like, I got hope again. And
okay.
So I was wondering if you see me move.
2 days.
2 days?
2 days.
And you know why I'm worried? It's not so much of me. It's my kids and my animals. I know
yeah.
It sounds weird. I'm an animal person. I'm a kid person.
Oh, no. That's good. 2 days.
Okay.
Something's opening up for you. Saturday.
Saturday, okay. And I will find this place? I will just run into it?
Yeah. Somebody's actually going to mention it to you. A friend of yours is going to mention it to you. It's just coming open. This is just coming open. I'm going to say by Saturday, you should have, you'll at least see a place, and then by Monday, you should have a place. Yeah.
Okay. And do you see this company helping me? That was my other thing. Do you see this
yes.
company helping me? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All yeses. There's no no's. There's just all yeses. So that's a good
okay.
thing. We want all yeses.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
But, you know, definitely see this being a good thing for you. Right now it might not look like a good thing. I don't know the situation or why you have to move or anything like that. But I also will tell you that this is all for your higher good. This is going to put you in a better place and a better path. Spirit wants you to have everything that you've ever wanted, and that's about to happen for you. This is a beginning of that. Sometimes we have lemons in our lives, but we have to make lemonade out of them. And so make lemonade out of this situation, because this is getting ready to open a whole lot of other stuff for you. But, yeah, you're going to have some help. Definitely
okay.
see that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank
All right.
you very,
right.
very,
Thank
very
you.
Much.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. Okay, let me just click on this. 386, you're on air with me. Hi.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, I can hear you. A whole lot better. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, my question was about love and finances. The love is real easy because I have someone in mind. His name is Robert. His initials
okay.
are RB. And I was wondering
okay.
what you could tell me about this young man.
Okay, definitely interested in you. He has really strong feelings for you. This is a very a person that you can trust. The one thing, communication is a key in every relationship, but especially with this. Slow is another thing here. If you start moving fast, he's going to bolt and run. But I do feel like that he's a stand-up kind of guy. I do see that, and I do believe this is also long-term. The reason I would say that is I did see, like, a chapel in my head. I did see, like, flowers. I did see things that would represent marriage to me. So But I'm not saying that that's going to happen tomorrow, but I am going to say that it will happen down the line, if that's what you guys really want. You know, I believe it's time for you to really actually move into a good relationship. You've had bad relationships in the past. It's time for you to have somebody that will love you for you and will be there when you need them to be there. You've had other people in your life that haven't always been there when you've needed them. I would everything that I'm seeing tells me to go ahead with this. I got a, you know, my spirit guide has this green light that he's showing me, so that means go. So I would definitely move forward.
Okay. He just had a little kid or whatever, and the kid is, you know, just one. She just turned one, and
right.
So you know, I know it's kind of difficult to separate from the mother so soon with the child being so young.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this relationship is going to be a slow thing, so that would make sense. That's probably why I saw slow. Because it is going to be, you know, a little bit hard to get that, you know, taken care of. But I do feel like that, you know, all you have to do is be patient. You know, be patient with this relationship because I do feel like that it will work out. All right? And
you
your finances, you...
My finances?
Yeah, I was getting ready to hit that, actually. My spirit guide actually poked me in my side and said, what about our finances? So, but yeah. What's also funny about your finances, my spirit guide is funny at times. And he's got like, bags of money, and he keeps, like, piling them on my desk where I'm doing the show at. And so what that would mean to me is that your financial situation is going to start getting much better because he keeps piling money on my desk. And so, and that's been a long time coming too. You know, you've struggled a little bit, but there is a lot of financial things opening up for you. Actually, middle of May is when this starts getting better. I don't know how it's going to get better, but it is going to get better. I keep seeing envelopes of money. I don't know if these are checks or what's going on because I keep seeing envelopes. And inside these envelopes, I keep seeing like a check. And so I don't know if you're expecting that. I don't know what that is. But I think we get hung up on a lot of times on how things are going to start turning around for us. And you know, we go, okay, what? You know, I'm not expecting anything, but, you know, Spirit has a way of providing for us in ways that is just amazing to us, and that's what's about to happen with you. So just keep that, you know, keep that in mind, but I keep seeing envelopes with checks in them, so keep open for that, all right? And I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Michael, and stay well.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right. And for the first time throughout the show, we have open lines, 347-327-9316. Actually, I'm going to go over. I don't know if anybody's over in here, but nope, there's nobody over there. All right. So then we might have to. All right. Chat room is new. So it's going to take a while for people to get used to it and know that we have it. But we do have a chat room on the program now, and you can find that over on spiritualtalkradio.net. You make an ID, and then you get on there and talk and chat away and stuff like that. All right? Let's see. One thing that I want to talk about really quick. Rose, we're going to go ahead and close my phone lines. We only got about 20 minutes left, so we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines for today. But I do appreciate everybody calling in. Hopefully I helped you, and hopefully you were able to hear me. And so I just never know because I can't hear what you all hear. And so, but hopefully you can hear me today. The one thing, that, you know, I just woke up this morning, and I was just so thankful. You know, have you ever had those moments that you just wake up and you go, wow? You know, I had that moment this morning. I just want to share that with you today You know, I've shared a lot of my struggles and a lot of my trials and a lot of my stuff on this program, but I think it's about time to share those wow moments with you as well. And so I woke up this morning and I, like I said, I just was just wow. You know, of where Spirit has brought me from to where I'm at today. And I think a lot of times, you know, we get, you know, to a place on our spiritual journey, and sometimes I think we forget where we have been, what we have gone through, and, you know, and I am just so thankful for everything that I've gone through in my life, because everything that I've gone through in my life has brought me to where I'm at right now. Because without any of that, I would not be who I am. And I think we forget that sometimes. I think that sometimes we lose sight of that. You know, from the moment that we're born until this now moment, every moment has brought us to where we are right now. We might have had moments where we wanted to pull our hair out and beat our head against our desk or our wall and just want to scream. But even in those now moments, Spirit has been there. You know, I picked up the paper today, and this is how this all started. I picked up the paper today, and in the obituary section of the paper was a name of a person that I knew. And actually, they're the same age as I am, and they passed away. My dad told me, because my dad knew of them, and they passed away from cancer. And but I remember playing with this guy when I was younger, and you know, his dad lived right next door to us, and they were a situation where the mom wasn't in the household and they were separated, but the boy would be over there sometimes. And when he was over there, I would play with him out in the yard. And this was when I was young. I mean, I was 8, 9, around maybe 8, 9, 10, around that age. And, you know, when I saw his picture in the paper today, I was like, man, you know. And I had that wow moment of, you know, of thinking of back when, you know, we used to play out in the backyard. And in that house where, you know, he lived right next door to me, you know, that's when a lot of my spiritual stuff started popping. And that's when I started seeing spirits. And that's when my spirit guide worked with me. And just looking back, reflecting on the journey. Yeah, Rose, I'll call you after the program. And so, you know, we forget sometimes. We forget sometimes of what Spirit has done for us. So today, I want you to look at what Spirit has done for you already. You know, I think sometimes we forget that. You know, Spirit has brought me through some rough places in my life. Some of them I created myself, and some of them were created for me by other people. And what I mean by sometimes I created them is sometimes, you know, we make bad choices. Sometimes we make bad decisions. But that doesn't mean that we're bad people. That means that we just make bad choices and we make bad decisions, and then we have to live with the consequences sometimes of those situations and work through those situations and, you know, not to let them bog us down. But I was thinking about, you know, my childhood and my teenage years and just all the stuff that's been a part of my life. And I just went, wow. Because I am so amazed of the hand of Spirit on my life. I'm almost in tears right now, even thinking about it. Just of how much Spirit loves us, of how much Spirit wants us to go a little higher. You know, it goes back to the song that we started the show with, you know, let's go a little higher. You know, a couple of weeks ago on this program, I had a reader come on and she read for me on air, and she said, Michael, she said, the one thing that I keep seeing for you is that Spirit wants you to be more visible. I think a lot of times in my life, Michael wanted to be invisible. Because Michael being invisible, in some ways I believe that I thought, if I'm invisible, then I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to have pain. I'm not going to have those things. But the days of Michael being invisible are over. I want to be visible. I want to do what Spirit wants me to do. And that means stepping out and getting past my own reservations and my own restrictions and my own fear and letting go of those things and moving forward. You know, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Aren't you tired of the old? Aren't you tired of feeling sick and tired? Aren't you tired of not having the finances that you want? Aren't you tired of not having great health? Aren't you tired of being pushed around by lower energies? I don't know about you, friend, but I'm sick and tired of it. I've been there too long. It's time for us to boldly move forward, boldly, you know, go where no one has gone before. The spirit world is an awesome place. And I've been so honored and so privileged to be able to have one foot there and one foot here ever since I took a breath. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I love what I do. And what I do is I encourage you. I empower you. And every day I think about you. And think about where you have been and where you are going. A lot of you have been listening to this program for a long time now. And I've had the honor and privilege to help you. And I continue to look forward to days ahead. And for all that Spirit has in store for you, for me, and for Spiritual Talk Radio, the best is yet to come. But for that to happen, I definitely need your help. So if you would like to make a donation to this program, and if you would like to continue to see us moving forward, please go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net right now. And you will see a little guy with a computer. That's supposed to be me. And above that, you're going to see a donation button. If you click on that, you can make a donation. It doesn't have to be a huge donation. Whatever Spirit wants to give through you, Spirit will let you know what that is. Okay? But we are at the end of the month where I need your help. And so this show has always been supported by listeners just like you, and will continue to move forward with listeners like you. But I can't do it by myself. Like a lot of you, right now I'm unemployed. I can't do it by myself. I just don't have it. So I need your help, and I believe that Spirit will lead you to help us. Because there are some big things I want to do. There are some big things ahead for Spiritual Talk Radio. And those things will happen with your help. If you would like to be a sponsor, let's just say this. If you would like to be a sponsor of this program and you want to run an ad, let's say you want to run an ad on this program, I have no problem doing that for you. You know, I would appreciate if you would give me something to help with that. If you would like to be a sponsor and you would like to back this program, let me know. I'll mention you mention your business. I have no problem with that. So if you would like to do that, contact me, insightswithmichaelymail.com. Insightswithmichaelymail.com. If you would like to set up a reading with me, I got time to do readings today. I do have a few today, but I will squeeze you in. And if not today, actually, I don't think you can book today. I think you have to book 24-hour notice. But I could do that for you tomorrow. And our prices are about to go up. Right now, they're on sale. Right now, if you book with me, you save $20 on a 30-minute reading or an hour reading. Go over to my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com, to find out all that information. But our prices will go up next Wednesday, May 1st. They will go up. And so I would book now if you want to. And you can go ahead and book. You can go ahead and book into June. You can book ahead whenever you want to book. So get those sale prices now. So let's say you don't want to book this month. Maybe you want to book a reading in June. Well, go ahead and book that reading for June. I think you can go ahead and do that. And go ahead and book that now at the sale price. I'll honor those sale prices as long as you go ahead and book those now. So I just wanted to let you know. You don't have to book this week or whatever. But you do have to book before May 1st to get those sale prices, because those will go up on May 1st. All right? I just wanted to let you know that. Maybe you don't want to do that right now, but you want to go ahead and set that up. All right. I feel like that we're done, so we're getting ready to go off air. But I do appreciate you being here today. Hopefully you got something out of the program. And, let me know what you think, about the program. If you want to be a guest, let's just throw this out. If you want to be a guest on our program, I'm always looking for guests. Or maybe you know somebody that would be a great guest here. I've had some awesome guests. Spirit leads me to everybody. So if you would like to be a guest or know somebody that wants to be a guest, write us at insightswithmichaelymail.com. Let me know. Or contact us through a contact form. I think there's one on spiritualtalkradio.net. I think has a contact form over there. And so you can contact us that way. All right, you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I appreciate it so much. Tell your friends about us. Mark us as your favorite. That way you'll get reminders of when we are on. That's the best way to follow this program, because I just never know when we're going to throw up a show or whatever. We do have a guest for Friday's program. And let me go over here and... I can't get you the information. But go over to spiritualtalkradio.net and you will find that over there. And and I think we need to work some bugs out of our chat room. I just went over there and there's some problems over there. The one thing I would tell you is, we all have those little quirks and those little things in our lives that we have to work through. And we do that with Spirit. But like I said, we do have a guest coming up on Friday's program, and that will be at 6 p.m. Central. Friday show, 6 p.m. Central. Then Billy Hayward will be with us on Saturday at 1 p.m. Central. And so we got some really cool guests coming up. Joel Carroll will be with us the next week, and just some really awesome people coming up on the program. I am so blessed to have these people in my life. And so are you, because they're here on planet Earth to help us all. All right. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and put on a song. How about this one? Well, let's try again. There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, and we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow. There'll be a brighter morning if you can tell.